think that the reality is that it impacts just a small number of people that venture into Sioux City to work or to whatever, to enjoy entertainment, whatever. And that's where I think it's coming. It flies in the face of interstate cooperation is exactly what it does. You know, especially in the law enforcement means. You know, we work with South Dakota on a regular basis. They work with us on a regular basis. In fact, today, and I don't know whether you know, but we apprehended a murder suspect out of Yankton, South Dakota, here in our jurisdiction. And that was because of interstate cooperation. They notified us that he was heading this way. We picked him up in Sioux City, pursued him back into South Dakota, and made the apprehension. And that's what really this is about. This is really self-serving legislation. I think it's... I think that I would be upset if I was a resident of the state of South Dakota. I think there's bigger things on the platter than the state of Iowa or the city of Sioux City collecting fines for violations of Iowa law.
And Chief, you did mention the Yankton thing, and we were aware of that, and it is rather ironic that we're talking about this at the same time that sort of cooperation is going on. What about the core of some of the testimony of some of the people in Pierre and some of the testimony around here in Sioux Falls is they feel like they're being taken advantage of, targeted as they drive by, and then a month later they get something in the mail. I mean, can you speak to that?
Yeah, I can. Let me tell you, it's a camera that's on the side of the interstate. There's no bias with that camera. It doesn't care what license plate you got. It doesn't care what color you are or what type of vehicle you drive. If you're going over a designated speed, it takes your picture. And it's a civil fine. You are allowed due process. And I think the big problem here is people are not educated as to how this works here in Sioux City or the state of Iowa, the due process part of it. What happens is once you've been ticketed, you have a right to appeal. You appeal it to an officer designated here at the Sioux City Police Department who sits either with you or by phone, reviews the violation on the computer, and then if you are not satisfied with that review, then you can take it to district court in front of a judge and present your evidence. Now, this happens, I would say, fairly regularly around here. We win some, we lose some, but your due process is guaranteed and you do get your time in court.
You know, other than just talking about it, is there anything that you or the city could do vis-a-vis what South Dakota is trying to do?
Well, I don't know what are you referring to?
In other words, some of the things that the governor's talking about, the idea that maybe there could be legislation that make it tougher somehow for out-of-staters to pay those fines, make it tougher for you to collect, in other words, is the best way to put it. Is there anything, can you come to Pierre? Can you talk? I mean, what can you do about it other than just, you know, shoot the breeze with us?
You know, I've always, whenever I've had, some type of disagreement or something like that, I try to get educated in it without spouting off untruths. And I've never been asked to come to Pierre. I don't live in Pierre. I don't think I have a right to interfere in the legislation of the citizens of South Dakota. But if they ask me to come and explain how the thing operates, I'd be more than happy to.